I am happy. I say it into the mirror, brows furrowed and mouth pulled into a tight smile. I am happy. My fingers clutch the edge of the bathroom sink, and a muscle twitches near my eye. Something tugs at the corner of my mind. A thought, maybe. It's tempting me to peek at it, begging me to acknowledge it and push it out into the light of day, but I can't. I won't. My mother calls me from the kitchen. Are you ready for school? Yes, I call back. I am. I take another few moments to stare at myself. I burn the image of how happy I am into my memory, just in case I start to forget. It's a big day, after all. The car chokes and sputters as it makes its way to school. I'm in 10th grade, and I have no idea what I want to do with my life. But I know that's okay. It's normal. Nobody does. Except for Maggie Toller and Suki Raj, and David Cho and Adam Wallace. They're going to be doctors and engineers and carpenters and drug dealers. They're going to be happy. We pull into the school parking lot. The van spits out a plume of smoke the size of Jupiter. Once the pollution clears, I open the door and look out over a sea of faces. Some of them are staring back at me. Some of them are snickering. One of them is Maggie Toller, and she's waving, all red curls and dimples, so I wave back. My stomach does a front flip. Have a good day, my mother says. I look her way, and her face lights up with an expression that resembles a smile, but it's not. There's not enough play in her cheeks. She forgets to engage her eyes. I will, I reply. I use the same smile that I practiced earlier. It's much better. When I look back to the steps, Maggie is gone, and my stomach settles. I lurch out of the car. Honey, my mother says. She reaches a hand toward me, but stops short, as if she's worried I might snap at her or bite it off. She stares at me. Things will get better for us, you know? I close the door. The car leaves, backfiring as my mother runs the stop sign and nearly collides with an oncoming pickup truck. It's okay, though. Nobody is hurt. I am happy. The mutters follow me to my first period English class. The voices are hushed, but loud enough that I can hear them. It's intentional. It's by design. To listen to the rest of this bonus episode, check out my Patreon page at patreon.com/drnosleep. For only $5 per month, you'll get access to all exclusive bonus episodes just like this one by becoming a Dr. No Sleep patron. I post new episodes on my Patreon page every Saturday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time. You can get access to these exclusive episodes today by going to patreon.com/drnosleep. Thank you so much for your support.